Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the awesome price that he paid. Thank you for loving us, oh God, and bringing us into your family. Without you, where would we have been? But thanks be to God, because of the blood of Jesus, because of Jesus, we are in the royal family of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. And continue to talk to him and say, Lord, give me an encounter with your word this morning. Let me not leave your presence the same. Let me leave knowing that my life has been transformed by you, O God. I have come to experience your love in reality, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you glory. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you for your mighty presence here this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the plan of redemption that your Son came to consummate. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And everybody said a big amen. Amen. Oh, say a big amen. Amen. Say amen like you are alive this morning. Amen. Oh, say it louder. Amen. Let's say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you so much for coming out. It's such a blessing to have everyone here. Oh, let's turn to 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 16. This season we are focusing on the love of God, the magnitude of his love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Thank you, Lord. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. Notice the phrase, to know and to believe. To know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. We have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Verse 17, by this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Glory be to God. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. To know and to believe the love that God has for us. You see, heaven is permeated with the very love of God. The very atmosphere in heaven is the love of God. And anytime that you can get a company of people that will love God and love each other, you can get a family, you can get a married couple, people that will love God and love each other, it creates an atmosphere of heaven right away. In heaven, that atmosphere is so filled with love. You won't find somebody cutting you in traffic or competing with you for your parking space. Or trying to outbid you. Everybody is walking in love up there. Oh, Jesus, when he walked on the earth, he demonstrated the love of the Father. There wasn't a time that the disciples would wake Jesus in the morning and one of them would say, "You leave Jesus alone this morning. He hasn't had his coffee. Please leave him alone." He was in perfect control of himself. Even in the temple, when he overturned the table of those people selling in the temple, it was an act of love. He said, "My house should be called a house of prayer, and you have made it into a marketplace." Love said, "No, my house has to be used for the purpose for which it was built." He demonstrated the love of the Father. He demonstrated the love of the Father in all that he did. And we have to come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. It is when we do that, God has conferred on us value. And we'll see that as we go along. But it should be a lifelong quest for the love of God to be perfected in us. That love in itself is perfect, but in us, it's not perfected yet. Our lifelong quest will be that the love of God will be perfected in us. We should be love inside minded. Verse 13 says that by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. Verse 12 says that no one has seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. That should be our lifelong goal, that I want the love of God to be perfected in me, to walk in it as best as we know how, and to know and to believe that love that is in us. Romans 5:5 talks about the fact that the love of God has been shed in our heart by the Holy Ghost who dwells in us. And our every response should be based on the love of God. Oh, thank you, Father. Jesus is the manifestation of the love of God, and so we are. As he is, so are we in this world, verse 17 says. Oh, he is the perfect manifestation of the love of God, and now we are the manifestation of that love in the earth as well. Let's all say this morning. I declare I am a manifestation of the love of God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. What does it mean? What does the love of God mean to us? And what does it mean to believe the love? We know that he will never, never leave us or forsake us, but we have to trust in his love. Listen to how the Amplified Version puts 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. He says, "And we know, understand, recognize, are conscious of, by observation and by experience, and believe, adhere to, and put faith in, and rely on the love God cherishes for us." God is love. And he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God. And God dwells and continues in him. We have come to understand, recognize, we are conscious of the very love of God. We have to be conscious of his love. And he says, by observation and experience, and also believe, adhere to, put faith in, rely on the love of God, the love that God cherishes for us. God is love. God is love. He doesn't just have love, he is love. Let's all say that this morning. God is love. Thank you, Father. And let's all say this again. I am getting to know the love God has for me more and more every day. Glory be to God. When you know the love of God, you have no fear at all. that will be the end of fear in your life. Because you know that God loves you and you trust and rely on that love. There is no fear in love. Fear has torment. Fear has torment. Fear has torment. But when we practice, when we are conscious of the love of God, we will not walk in fear. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that every torment in your life will cease in the name of Jesus as you practice the love of God. If that's you, say a big amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, let's say it again. I believe. I receive the love of God. How do you receive the love of God? By faith, like the same way we receive everything in the kingdom of God. By continually thinking about it and speaking it out of your mouth. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter how you feel. The good thing is, it doesn't depend on feelings. Your feelings have absolutely nothing to do with it at all. It all has to do with the love of the Father. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 7. Notice what he said to the Israelites. This is unconditional love. They are very agape love of God. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7. Notice what he says. It says, it was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all people. It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all people. Verse 18. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. It is not because you are more in number. It is not because of what you have done. It is because I simply love you. This love is not performance based. This love is not conditional love. This is the very agape love of God. We were bankrupt from a spiritual standpoint. Without God, without hope in the world, Ephesians says. Oh, but God in his great love for us, he loved us and has brought us into his kingdom. Glory be to God. And he loves us so much. It's not based on, he says, these people were very stubborn. They kept giving God trouble along their journey into the promised land. Last week we saw it. They said they were complaining. God, the Numbers chapter 14, 1 to 3, they were complaining that God, you are a mean God. I'm paraphrasing it now. You brought us out of Egypt to kill us in this wilderness. Hard-headed and hard-hearted people. He says, I didn't do this for you because of anything. It's because I simply love you. The message says that there was nothing to you. There was nothing to you. The New Living says that he simply loves you. God simply loves us because it's his choice. It's his decision to love us. Oh, let's say it this morning. God loves me just because he loves me. Think about the magnitude of his love. He loves us, another point, he loves us because we are his children. We are his children. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. I want us to get a revelation of the magnitude of the love of God for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Notice, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons or children of God. Oh, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. He loves us because we are his children. We have not received the spirit of slavery or bondage. Notice again, to fall back into fear. Notice the relation between bondage and fear. But we have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Abba means my father. My dear father loves me. Oh, you and I are not fatherless. You and I, we are not without the love of the Father. Thank God we have a father. Oh, we have not received a spirit to be in bondage again. We have not received a spirit to be in bondage to fear, because perfected love drives our fear. Because we are practicing the love of the Father, we know that he loves us. We are not afraid of tomorrow. We know that our tomorrow will be all right, because we have a Father. Somebody say amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.